Beloved, welcome. This is the Vineyard. I'm Karam. I am Kathleen Pearl, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Savior, by your blood, the blood of the vine, that we abide in you and that you bring us in and that you would instruct us and show us the way to flow. By your precious Ruach HaKodesh, by your Holy Spirit, we thank you and praise you for this. This is called The Vineyard, or Ein Karam. It's been rolling around in my spirit for several months now. And let's go to Isaiah 27, which is taught, it begins, let me give you the context, about talking about Leviathan and who he is. Leviathan, according to the book of Job, which is the first book written, and the first shall be the last, and the last shall be first, and it is a book of order about the spiritual warfare and the conflict to the summation of the ages. And I believe it's in Job 41, in the Lord's dialogue with Job. The last creature that he brings to his mind, to the dialogue, is, do you know about Leviathan? Do you have wisdom? Who is Leviathan? Leviathan and Behemoth, interestingly enough, although this is not scripture, but it is referred to in scripture, the book of Enoch, it says Leviathan will be the last creature to deal with before the return of the Messiah to set up his kingdom. Now, whether that's neither here nor there, Leviathan is actually a spirit of Leviathan. I'm just refreshing you over this so that you will understand the scriptures that we're talking about, and the context is in Isaiah 27. Do you know who Leviathan is? Do you know that this spirit, in that day, God is going to slay Leviathan, it says, in Isaiah 27, 1 through 6. Let me read the scripture here. In that day, the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. And that day sing you unto her a vineyard of red wine. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Fury is not in me. Who would set their briars and their thorns against me in battle? I would go through them. I would burn them together, or let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me. And he shall make peace with me. He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. All right, the Lord says that Leviathan comes against him, but I want to sing to you about this vineyard of red wine. Okay, Ein Karam, the vineyard. It's a valley in Israel. It's a very strategic valley in Israel. And Ein Karam, God says he's going to slay Leviathan. Now, who can slay Leviathan? It says in Job 41. No one can. He's way too powerful for you. God himself is going to do it. This is a spirit behind this beast. Behind this beast. All right. Let's look at another scripture in relationship to this. The vineyard is God's planting. This vineyard, all right, that is spoken about in Isaiah 27 says that this red wine vineyard, he's going to cause them that come out of Jacob, that come of Jacob to take root, and Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world. Now, in Matthew 21, verse 3, Jesus, Yeshua says, here's another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard, and he hedged it round about and digged a winepress in it, and he built a tower and let it out to the husbandmen and went to a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandmen took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again, he sent out other servants, more than the first, and they did unto him likewise. But last of all, he sent them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him. And when the Lord thereof of the vineyard comes, what will we do to those husbandmen? And they said unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard to other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their season. And Jesus said unto him, okay, Jesus is preaching this parable, right? Did you never read in the scripture, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you, he was talking to the religious leaders, chief priests and Pharisees, and given to a nation, bringing forth fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomever it shall fall, it shall grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and the Pharisees had heard this parable, they perceived that he spoke of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. Here Jesus clearly is preaching that the vineyard is that it belongs to God. Okay, this is God's. And that he's the stone, he's the builder, and he's Father Creator is the husbandman of the vineyard. And he sends in his servants, these were prophets and teachers, and the chief priests and the Pharisees, those who were supposed to be the royal priesthood of a nation under God, took the vineyard for themselves. And not only that, they killed the heir, the king of the Jews, to whom it belonged. They killed him, and they said, we're going to have the vineyard for ourselves. It belongs to us. All right, this battle now is the same. This Leviathan, this serpent, is the same that's still operating. And the vineyard is the inheritance of the Lord. As Abraham saw, he saw that he was going to inherit a covenant kingdom. Now, this is what's happened in a lot of, this is what's happened. Leviathan comes in, and instead of not touching the stone, the chief cornerstone, trying to fit it into their images, those that are supposed to be stewards over God's house, put their hand on the cornerstone, Yeshua Jesus, he's the chief cornerstone, and we are to build and align ourselves as the plumb line of level with him. We're not to take the stone that is cut out of the mountains without hand and construct it and fashion it according to our plan and what we think the cornerstone should be, and build the building according to our building plan. Then you become masons. And that's the Egyptian pyramids. And we see a lot of these pyramid buildings in the vineyard. They're not built according to lining up the level on the plumb line with the example of Yeshua, Jesus. That's why he came, and he teaches us how to build. And what has happened then? Well, the vineyard has iniquity in it. And the vineyard has opened the door for the dragon, the Leviathan, to come in, because it hasn't been built, and the Lord guards that which is his. It says in Job that only God can deal with Leviathan. But if you invite Leviathan in to your vineyard and there's going to be iniquity there, it will be destroyed. It will be destroyed. In Psalm 14, it says, well, I'm going to read the whole psalm, because I saw this giant, and it was eating people. It was eating God's people. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works, since there is none that does good. Okay, now, what does that mean, there is no God? There's no God whose example that we haven't. We've made another God. We've taken Jesus, Yeshua, out of context. Text out of context is pretext. And we said, well, this is the way, this is who he is. And we haven't realized that Yeshua, the word, you know, the Hebrew rabbi with his tallit, speaking Aramaic, is the word made flesh. And he fulfilled those words in his flesh. He fulfilled some of the feast. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and see God. Because God has revealed himself to men. They're all gone aside, and they are all together become filthy, and there's none that does good, no, not one. And have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge. This iniquity that was found in the vineyard. What am I referring to? I'm referring to